Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. This is my show, Symposia. Welcome, everyone, to the show. Tonight's a very special episode of Symposia here. Tonight is a themed episode, and we have a very special guest here with us in the studio tonight. Care to introduce yourself, guest?
Hey, everybody. I'm Robert. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm here to be a guest. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, Robert. Yay. Robert's not just any guest. Robert is a great friend, but he is also a history major, much like myself, and he's going to help us with tonight's show because tonight's theme is mythology. I am a history major and a classics major, I've been, over my career of listening to music, I've been collecting songs related to classical mythology, and I'm excited to be presenting them here tonight, and Robert's going to be assisting.
Yeah, like a curated museum exhibit.
Something like that. it's going to be a little bit of talking. I've prepared some notes to help us guide the discussion here tonight. So what is myth? Well, myth comes from the Greek mythos, in the transliteration. The upsilon becomes a Y, that's where you get myth, but myth's about storytelling. It's about the values and norms of a culture, and it's the way that we see the world through the stories that we tell. And so tonight's Greek and Roman myths. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert just keeps staring at me. A lot of the songs that we're going to be talking about here tonight, there are references to either specific myths or myths at large. I tried to stay away from just like shady, just like one-off lines. Like there's that Dayglo song which says like his coffee is hotter than Hades. That doesn't count. That's too small. These are songs about the myths. I want the music to speak for itself a little bit. So I think we should just jump right in. What do you think, Robert?
Let's get into it. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. All right. We got one. I should mention the song we started out here tonight was Myth by Beach House. Not actually about a specific myth, but the song is called Myth. So, you know, that helps. The song coming up here, the next one, is actually a song that Robert introduced to me. This is called Achilles' Heel by Jay Maya. And I counted today. The song itself, it's about, well, Achilles' heel. That is, Achilles had a weak spot. It was his heel. But in the song, she mentions 22 references to specific other Greek myths. And if you are paying attention to the lyrics, try to count along with us here in the studio. I know I will be, but we're going to jump right into it. Unless Robert has anything else to add.
No, I'm really looking forward to these songs.
Fantastic.
Let's get in there.
All right. Here's Jay Maya. Here's Achilles' Heel. Please enjoy.
I swear on my life and the river Styx, I never thought it'd be you I miss. Now I'm dangling by the ankle somewhere cold. Like Sisyphus pushing that rock uphill, or Echo falling for a daffodil. You lured me like a siren to the shore. Now I can't keep this love, cause it always hurts too much. Achilles, heel, draw my God when you're with me. I can't deal, I just hate when I walk on these pins and needles. I wanna kill this Achilles heel. You said you wanted me, no strings attached. I guess I have the face to thank for that. Call me Icarus, cause baby you're my sun. But now I'm
the sun told me not to fly too close, or else I would be one of the people on the land. Icarus, show me the moon, point me in a new direction, far away from you, avoiding all the aftermath. Shuffles in, cascading through the open door and dancing on your lips where you held your cigarette. I remember when you told me you were afraid to die, and then you grabbed my hand just above the kitchen table. I was before I met you, and Icarus, lead the way to where I need to go. I hear your footsteps now, barefoot soles on the bathroom floor, and on my way out, I told you I would never leave.
Should they too feel the presence of the wind? pushing past the flooded
It's no surprise, predicting our demise. Thought I'd surmise we'd watch the sunrise, singing the same songs, repeating my old flaws. I guess it's no surprise.
Stay close. with my back on the floor. Cold linoleum eyes and my growing pains. Watch the ceiling fan turn its shape again. My threads are coming loose. Yeah, I'm one spoon away from setting the ends of my hair on fire. If I'm kindling for a little while, at least I'd feel of use. Maybe then my breath could embody a wildfire starting. I'd sweep up the forest floor in my body, breathe life into the corners, be a darker soil. Making lists, folding laundry, keeping tidy with my radio show. I'd be lying if I told you I'm keeping tidy anymore. Yeah, I swing from believing that maybe my working will all pay off, to considering drinking with Molotov. I'm halfway out the door. Maybe then my breath could lie. Wildfire start. I sweep out the forest floor in my body, breathe life into the corners, be a darker soul.
I love to my guitar, she's shaking her head, shaking.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Symposia. I am Michael. We are joined tonight by Robert. We're playing songs about mythology.
Yeah, we are. It's been a pleasure being here, Michael. Really enjoyed the music so far.
Thank you. I think what we should do is just go through the songs. We'll talk about them as we come about them. I've written down some notes about them. Robert's been telling me his thoughts as well.
Yeah, I'm full of them.
We opened up the set here with that song by Jeremiah that I talked about earlier. That was Achilles' Heel. With all those many references to myths, very on the nose.
Yeah, definitely. And it was followed by Already Aphrodite.
Yes, by Peach Pit.
And I think the two offer a very interesting juxtaposition, you know? I mean, with the first song being so on the nose with all the mythological references, to someone uninterested in mythology, it's hard to look past it. It really hits you in the face. Whereas, you know, we were talking about this a little while earlier, that Already Aphrodite is actually based on the famous painting, The Birth of Venus.
Yes, The Birth of Venus by Botticelli. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
It passes my ear test. whereas that, you know, that song is narratively very rooted in this, you know, Renaissance era depiction of a scene out of classical mythology.
The song opens up with exactly the "take a seat back in your clamshell," right? Like, even just like from those first lines, you're like, bam. I know that image. That's Venus coming out of the.
Yeah, and so listening to the song while looking at the painting, you know, it's very evocative. But, you know, I've been listening to that song for months now, and it never really occurred to me how direct it was, because, you know, it's just such a good song.
Yeah, run your morning bath in sea foam, soak your milky skin in the tide, little pearl, you think you're in gold, but I can see the dirt in your lines.
Yeah.
Well
written.
Yes. Thank you, Neil. He's the vocalist.
Well, we had some other songs, too.
Yes, we did. That was followed by Icarus and Apollo by Ripto, which is a newer addition to my collection of mythology songs, but just based on what I've analyzed, you know, with my analytical skills, looking at the lyrics, you know, like Icarus is the guy who flew too close to the sun, you know? He was escaping from Crete with his father, Daedalus. And then they made the wings, and then he flew too close to the sun, and then he fell into the ocean. Apollo, therefore, you know, he's the sun god. He rides the chariot across the sky. So there's all the interesting notes about, like, Icarus interacting with Apollo. But then in the lyrics, it's this whole dichotomy thing of pulling him in different directions, which is interesting. And then I guess it's also interesting that that song is about Apollo. And then the following song was about his twin, Artemis. That song was written by the Greek mythologist, which I remember more fondly than I realized while I was playing on the show. So if any of you took issue with it, you know, agreed. but I wanted to play him because I think he's an interesting guy. He's this artist. He calls himself the Greek mythologist. And he writes these songs about gods and goddesses. That was off of his Gods and Goddesses Volume 2 EP. I believe he has three. And that one's Artemis. Each one is about a different god and goddess.
Well, it's an interesting task, right? To adapt this, you know, historical myth, which we could talk a lot about, you know, how much that's rooted in fiction and in cultural tradition and values to, a new form. You know, historically, it's what? It's oral tradition, right?
But I mean, it depends, right? Because, like, so mythology, mythologia, or whatever the Greek is, you know, I'm a Greek one, but don't. Let's moving on. It's about, like, storytelling. It's about legend, but, like, for an ancient audience, like, it's also history. That, like, if you went up to, like, an Athenian in the 5th century and you were like, "Hey, like, what happened at the Trojan War?" Like, they'd tell you all about it because, like, that happened. And yeah, like, from the historian's perspective, like, sure, like, we dug up the remains at Wolusa, and, like, you find the remains of a war, like, in the 12th century BCE, and the Bronze Age collapse, and all this stuff that you can make the arguments for, but, like, I'm talking, like, literally, like, Achilles and Hector, like, battling it out on the plains of Ilium, like, that happened. Mm-hmm. And the way that they go about telling that story can be in the different genres. Many of them are choral, or they're poetic. So you have like the drama festivals of tragedy and comedy, but you can also have epic poetry like Homer. You can have other types of poetry like with Hesiod. Moving into Roman periods, you get all kinds of stuff. Even like just like Ovid's Metamorphosis, like to name drop something.
And add another, you know, all the series of historical filters from then to now, the levels and, you know, centuries of interpretation, and then add writing a song.
Yes.
Know? It's a very
yes.
interesting exercise that, you know, I think is part historical, definitely great part musical.
Yes.
But also, you know, cultural.
Yeah. And I think it is also worth noting because for me, like, because I study this stuff and like I find a personal attachment to it. That, yeah, like this existed in a culture that existed centuries ago, millennia ago. But we still, even to the present day, find these themes within them that still resonate today. It's very interesting to me when you tell these stories over and over again, and you even see parallels between them. Mm-hmm. Like there's a famous Greek story that sounds exactly like Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Where do you think Shakespeare got it from? It's because we're telling these stories over and over again, and they're more human than we think.
They really resonate with something about the human experience.
Yes.
That appears to be pretty consistent over time.
Yes. Wow, that was beautiful. If you liked this type of conversation, you should read our column.
Yes, The Vintage of Vogue, most Thursdays, but not as of late.
Most Thursdays, asterisk.
In the Tufts Daily, the independent student newspaper of Tufts University.
Yes, we write about the concept of Lindy, and if you'd like to learn about what that is, read our first column article.
Oh yeah, read up. It's a good read.
Yeah. Carrying off of those themes, though, the next song that we had there was Dido by Castor. That's a song that's about, you know, it's Dido and Aeneas, written from her perspective.
Can I just jump in here real fast? I think that, I love listening to this show at home, and I do it on my little, you know, earbuds that I have with my laptop. But, you know, rarely do I get the chance to come to the studio and listen to these big studio speakers, y'all. It sounds so good.
Yeah,
really evident on that song.
The studio speakers were pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so if you ever get the chance to come into the WMFO studio, absolutely do it.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, but then after that we had Boreas Boreas by the Oh Hellos. Not much to say. Boreas is the god of the northerly wind. It's all about being cold and then getting warmed up. Which, you know, is fitting when it's 60 degrees in December. And then following that, we had Orpheus Under the Influence by the Buttertones, which I think I've played on the show before. But Orpheus is the mythological famous guy for singing. And he's famous, of course, for the story with Eurydice, which segues very nicely into the second half of the show here.
Now, how about that?
Because this next part of the show will focus specifically on one myth. That is, in my pursuit of these songs, there is one story that seems to be coming up again and again and again, and that is the story of Hades and Persephone.
Really?
Specifically Persephone. Hades doesn't really seem to get mentioned a lot, which fits with, you know, the ancient connotation, because people did not like talking about him, because, you know, you don't want to, like, attract his attention, the god of the underworld. That doesn't bode well for anyone.
You don't want him on your trail.
No, you do not. But the story, we were just talking about the story being pervasive for all time. It's become so pervasive for all time that, I mean, obviously people are still writing songs about it, but there was actually even a Broadway musical that was made a few years ago. It was nominated for 14 awards, and it won 8 of them, including Best Musical in 2019. That is Hadestown. Which tells the parallel stories of Orpheus and Eurydice, Orpheus's catabasis into the underworld to retrieve his wife, and then also the myth of Hades and Persephone. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, we don't really have a lot of time to go into the specifics of it, but luckily for you, this first song that I'm going to play is from that musical Hadestown, and it will hopefully explain some of the background of the myth, but it has to do with Hades wanting a wife, and Persephone being the goddess of spring and flowers, and her mother Demeter chasing the earth to go find her. There's these parallels that can be seen in many different cultures of the rise and the fall of a death god. I asked Robert earlier to see if he could come up with another myth that had to do with agriculture and fertility and the rise and fall of a death god. Robert, could you come up with any?
I'd like to preface this by saying I study the 19th century in Europe. Sorry to disappoint you, Michael.
Hey, the Greek War of Independence happened in the 19th century, Robert, so, you know, it's still relevant.
And I'm not the one sitting here who wrote a paper about that.
awkward. The one that I was going to point to is Osiris from the Egyptian mythology, which is interesting because they come from very different backgrounds. There are other ones even within the Greek mythos. You can see the story of Adonis, even the story of Attis to some extent. It's a very pervasive storytelling device. Mm. Not to be confused with the rising and falling, day and night, moon and sun, death and rebirth, which is like with Castor and Pollux and the Dioscuri and other mythologies around the world, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, we've been talking a lot. we still have some more songs to play about Persephone, so we're going to turn it over now to Hadestown. With the song that will hopefully explain it. Thank you all for listening. Please enjoy.
Where'd you get that melody?
I don't know. It came to me as if I'd known it all along.
You have. It's an old song. A song of love from long ago. Long time since I heard it, though.
You've heard that melody before?
Sure.
Tell me more.
Remember the tale I told you once about the gods?
Which ones?
Hades and Persephone. Remember how it used to be their love that made the world go round?
Yeah, I remember now. But that was long ago.
Tell it again, though.
King of shadows. King of shades. Hades was king of the underworld, but he fell in love with a beautiful lady who walked up above in her mother's green field. He fell in love with Persephone, who was gathering flowers in the light of the sun. And he took her home to become his queen, where the sun never shone on anyone.
Go on.
The lady loved him and the kingdom they shared, but without her above, not one flower would grow. So King Hades agreed that for half of each year she would stay with him there in his world down below. But the other half, she could walk in the sun, and the sun in turn burned twice as bright, which is where the seasons come from, and with them the cycle of the seed and the sickle, and the lives of the people, and the birds in their flight.
Singing.
La, 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 la.
Down below and up above.
La, 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 la.
In harmony and rhythm.
La.
The gods sang a song of love.
La, 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 la.
And the world sang it with them. But that was long ago, before we were on this road.
Yes, my love, I confess to you. I'm only here to break your heart in two. The very flower you chose that day, its only task was to decay. You see, when I watched your first bathing, I only warned you with a lowered voice. Be wary of my river's undertow, it flows with water from the coldest source. Did you hear? Protected you from anything. Once in flight, they would have let go. You would have once again wound up below, only broken. Indeed, it's wrong to keep you near me. One could call me cruel and deceiving, but in your sacred air I'm full of light. Your loving arms are the true delight to which I'm lost. There is something right here. You have come to love. Yes, you've come to love what you always will fear. Yes, my love, I confess to you, I've nothing but the means to break your heart in two. My part and yours may seem important now, but with every spring it will seem so small. Just for now, I am your fall. I am your fall. I am your fall.
Persephone, wrinkled orchids, daisies, tulips, long-stemmed roses, how to get so sweet. Just in me.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you everyone for tuning back in. This is my show Symposia. My name is Michael, but we're reaching the end of our time here on this special, special night here with our good friend Robert.
So special tonight.
The songs that we heard just there, all relating to the story of Persephone. We did have more, but we ran out of time. But all of those were about that myth. So we had Epic 1 from the score of Hadestown. We had Persephone by Tamino and Persephone by The Tragic Thrills. Yeah. I wanted to mention one thing about Persephone earlier that I didn't get a chance to, which is that the myth is about, of course, the seasons. That's the whole point of the rise and the fall of the death god, leads into agriculture, and of course agriculture is so important for a society because it's how they get food, and it's the basis of all economics and production, and then there's also the whole mystery cults and everything at Eleusis with the Athenians, which is very interesting because that's where we get our word mystery from, because guess what, the mysteries, they were a mystery.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Do we have time to talk about the origin of the word mystery?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I don't know the story.
Okay, well, now I want to double check everything before I start saying it over the radio, but the name of the cultic ritual, the Eleusinian mysteries, uh-huh, that's what they were called. But they were it was like a secret society, essentially, in Athens. And you were not allowed to talk about the rituals at all. Nobody could know what they were except for the initiates. And then they were so secretive that, like, later Christian writers, like, wrote, like, kind of what they were about. Like, they were like, oh, like, this is totally what they did. But historians are like, no, that's very biased. That can't be the case. And they were a mystery. And we don't know what happened. So,
wow.
That's the story.
History is so fun.
History is very fun. It's full of fun stories. Stories, his stories, and her stories. Sorry, bad joke. Okay, you had something you wanted to bring up, Robert?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, as we're talking about all of these songs that are rooted in myth and storytelling, it leads us to... Well, there's two interesting things about it. You know, the role that storytelling has in society that we can talk a lot about. And then there's, you know, one particular song that I think we're going to touch on very soon.
Oh, yes, yes. So we've been talking a lot about mythology. That's classical mythology and the Greco-Roman world, which I can go into a whole lecture about that term. But this last song is not really related to mythology, but is a song about story. Because Spotify Wrapped just came out.
If you hadn't heard.
And this song featured towards the top of the list. It was actually my number one. I think it was your number three.
Yeah, it was up there. It was definitely top.
Yeah, this is a favorite song of ours by a band we both love called Sarah and the Sundays. And welcome to Conspiracy Theories with Manic Mike. this song, I believe, is about a specific story, not a classical mythology story, but a contemporary story. The song is called Ruby Fields, and I believe that this song comes from A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin, known to the plebs as Game of Thrones, for anyone who's seen the TV show. Mm-hmm. But you know, I read the book, so I get to brag about it. And you know, I believe that this song is about Rhaegar Targaryen, his death at the Ruby Ford during the Robert's Rebellion. There's all these different hints and clues during the song lyrics. Obviously the name of the song is the Ruby Field, but then it's about how he'll stay young forever. There's no storm to weather here. Robert Baratheon they were the Storm Lords at Storm's End. He's killed by Robert. Like there's interesting parallels that I don't have time to go into. But I want to play the song for all of you, and it's a favorite song of ours. So I wanted to play it while Robert was here as well. So
sweet.
It will be the last song of the night, going off of tradition here, but, you know, it's been a very untraditional show. So, without much further ado, thank you, Robert, for coming in tonight. It's been an absolute delight for having you here, here on our actual symposium, here on Symposia.
Wow, it just hit me. Well, thank you again for having me, Michael. Again, such a pleasure. You know, I always, you know, listen from home, and it's a joy, but definitely not the same as being in the studio with you. So, can't wait till next time, if there's a next time.
Of course there will be.
If I pass the test, that is.
We'll see. but you've all been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. This is my show, Symposia. Tune in again next week, Monday at 11. I'll be here. In the meantime, here's Sarah and the Sundays, Ruby Fields. Please enjoy.
Young forever, if there's no storm to weather here. We'll be this young forever, we'll spend this life together, dear. One lonely path has led us here. Nothing but our peace. Release. We sing and dance through all the fear. We have all but what we need. Indeed. I'll stay this young forever, if there's no storm to weather here. This young forever, we'll spend this life together, dear.